Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about why I chose a job that protects my own dreams instead of working towards somebody else's dream. So as many as you know, I work as a receptionist slash security. It is not a very glamorous job, but it's deliberate. It pays reasonably well, it covers my needs, and it allows me to save and invest consistently. And the most important part of it is that this job does not drain me, or at least not as much as any other job would. With this job, I have space for creation and for growth. Not that long ago, I realized that I don't need a dream job. I just need a job that supports my dreams, because I have my own dreams. And during my 20s and early 30s, I've worked in some mentally exhausting roles. I didn't have more money than I have now, to be honest with you. So I was earning pretty much, I think, less than what I'm earning now. So they were kind of like basic entry-level office roles. But they offered a title. They offered this recognition that you work for a big company and you are a big deal. But then after each working day, I felt drained and I had zero energy for any of my pursuits, really. Those roles were very draining. And I think when your job consumes all of your mental bandwidth, your personal goals become smaller. You don't really have time or energy to focus on any personal goals. What are the personal goals anyway? So I think it is very important for you to have some mental space left at the end of your day so you can focus on yourself. And my passion project, this podcast, does not generate me any income whatsoever, but that's okay because it means a lot to me. It is very meaningful to create this podcast and to receive wonderful messages from you. And it is very, very fulfilling to do that. But if I tried to survive from this podcast financially, it wouldn't probably work, or I would convert myself in a heavy salesperson. I will try to push my products. I would create some products, and I don't want to have to do that. So I prefer to let my passion project flow on the side of my main employment. And I'm also not forcing for it to become profitable because I don't want it to be a draining thing. I don't want it to become my new income stream, which would drain me because it would feel like work. At the moment, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like it is something I'm giving to the world and I'm letting it stay joyful and authentic. I really want to speak about what I want to speak about. I don't want just to focus on investing and not much else. So I'm really enjoying this podcast. And having this podcast is actually possible because I have that job that funds my life without killing my soul and also leaves me some time and energy to edit those episodes, to think about the new topics, because just finding different topics for every Sunday sometimes can be challenging because I wouldn't want to just speak about something because I have to. When I create an episode, I actually like to be very passionate about that because you can hear that. You can hear that when somebody is not very passionate about the topic that they are discussing. So for me, this is key to actually talk about things that I'm very, very passionate about. And I heard this sentence the other day, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. And I think this is so true because if you want to become a better version of yourself, you have to work harder on your own person than you do on our job. And I think if we would focus on ourselves as much as we do on quarterly targets, then our life would become so much better. So I focus more energy on becoming who I want to be and not on getting promotions. My growth happens when I'm truly myself and when I'm actually putting that effort onto myself. So reading, lifting, creating, coaching, that's how I grow, not by getting promoted. Because I am building my own life, not just fulfilling someone else's quarterly goals. And I have to confess here that sometimes at most networking events, when people ask me, what do I do? When I say I'm a receptionist, sometimes you watch people gaze kind of like go from interested to very uninterested. And I think this is something internal, something mine that I have to work on. It's not due to other people, so it has to stop bothering me. I now try to say I'm a receptionist, but I also run a podcast that helps women invest. And I try to elaborate on that because that's real. That's my reality. Because our jobs are not our identities. Your job doesn't define who you are on its entirety. You have many identities. It is just one of your identities. It's a funding mechanism. It actually helps fund the life that you want to have. And no, I'm not settling because some people say, well, Christina, you're very young. I don't think you should keep doing the job that you're doing. I think you should pursue something that is higher, something bigger. And I have to say that I'm not settling. I'm just choosing what matters most to me at the moment. And at the moment, what matters most to me are time, energy, and freedom. I love my colleagues, by the way, and I really like the environment. So apart from all those things, my job gives me space. It gives me mental and financial space to live on my own terms. So I wanted to encourage you to live the life that is actually true to yourself, not true to someone else. So to live the life that you want to live, not the life that others expect from you. And to wrap this up, if you would like to invest, but you don't know where to start, grab my guide on how to start investing. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to start. Just click on the link on this podcast description, on my Instagram and on Facebook as well. And if you like this episode, please, please, please share it with someone who might like it too or who might need it at this particular moment of time or maybe in the future. That helps more than you think because this podcast grows one listener at a time and that means the world to me. Thank you so much for that. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation and this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.